Okay, so just for a couple of minutes, just want to mention, even though we're about to finish Elul as we're getting to Rosh Hashanah, so still not too late to talk a little bit about the minhag that we've had of blowing shofar in starting on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and also specifically for the whole month of Elul. Just to tell you a quick idea that I had based on reading the Midrash that the Torah brings down from the Pirkei de Rav Elazar. Tanya b'Pirkei de Rav Elazar, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Ale Elai Ha'ar. Okay, come up to the mountain. Okay, and what happens? Now I'm reading from the Torah, you'll see it in the Pirkei de Rav Elazar also. She'az Allah l'kabel luchot achronot. He went up to accept the luchot shniot. Ve'eviru shofar b'machaneh. On that day he blew shofar. So then Moshe ala lahar, that they should stop doing avodah zarah. She'lo yit'u od achar avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means, nit'aleh b'oto shofar. She'ne'emar. Quotes a pasuk of Tehillim, which we're going to say right seven times right before Tkiyat Shofar. Allah Elokim b'truah, the God went up with the truah, v'chule. Lachin, therefore, hitkinu chazal, because of Moshe going up, to accept the luchot shniot, sheyutokim b'rosh chodesh elo b'chol shana v'shana, that they should blow the shofar in the elo b'chol shana v'shana. And then he says also b'chol achodesh, kedei la'asir Yisrael sheyasu tshuva, sheneemar, he quotes a pasuk in Amos, of imitaka shofar ba'ir. I don't have the rest of the pasuk. Something about chared. Am yachardu. They should tremble. It comes a little bit more clearly. Excuse me, a little more clear. He says also kedei la'abim at ha'satan. The Torah brings down v'chino agim ba'ashkenaz to blow both morning. It says and night, which we don't do. But in the Pirkei de Rav Elazar itself, again, if you read the whole Midrash, it says that he went up 40 days, Moshe, and he read both Tanakh and Shoneh B'dat Mikra B'Laila. And after 40 days, it took the Luchot, came down, Shivas B'Tamos, broke the Luchot, Haraget Chotei Yisrael, and he did another 40 days, B'machaneh, Acha Sarafta Egel, V'Yidkim Kol Sheva Shiv Mekamov, or Chodesh Elul, tells him to come up, Shari Moshe L'Lahar, Shalo Yitu Achover Zarab, etc. V'chein, hitkinu sheyu tokim b'shofar b'rosh chodesh. It says Tishrei here. I think it means Elul b'chol shana v'shana. So the Beit Yosef asks, the question is there any difference between why we blow the shofar specifically on Rosh Chodesh Elul and the rest of the month? And the Beit Yosef asks that question. He says, I don't understand why. He says, ikla meidach. Okay, in the last source in front of you. It says, ikla meidach. Shekvar hevi raya mishofar. Shetakupa midbar. Why does the Torah feel the need to bring the pasuk also from Amos? So he gives one answer. He says, "Yesh lomar mishum de ikal mitche." The afa pi shayidei shofar nimnu Yisrael b'midbar milachto. One answer is you can say, "Okay, it happened to be a shofar in the midbar, and they stopped sinning." But it's not because something special about the shofar. It could have been if you would have blew chatzot road or anything else. Cruise, if you would have been on the Ramkol, therefore, let's bring another pasuk that is something special about the kol shofar that causes us to be ur yishir mishinatcha. But he gives a second answer, that we wouldn't know from the shofar on midbar lo lamanu ela what we would call sur meira ela shal yado nimneu melachto. Aval adayin anu tzrichim lomod shal yedei kol shofar adam mitorer lashuv b'tshuva. And therefore, he brings the pasuk of imi takah b'shofar b'ir v'am lo yechardu. On a certain level, the Beit Yosef says there might be a fundamental difference between Rosh Chodesh Elul and the rest of the month. On Rosh Chodesh Elul is a question of a wake-up call, stop sinning, sur meirah. But during the whole month, when you hear it, there's got to be also what? The Asei Tov, and that's where the Torah says that what? V'chol HaChodesh, it has a different focus. It's kedei la'azir Yisrael she'asu tshuva in a more active way. I thought one other idea. If you read the Midrash, could very well be that it's not two separate things, but the heavy emphasis is what? What the Mishnah says in Masechet Ta'anit, that says that Yom Kippur is one of the two happiest days. Why is it happy? Not only because we get Slicha and Mechila, but what else do we get on Yom Kippur? We got the Luchot Shniot. On a certain level, one could claim that, you know why he blew the shofar on Rosh Chodesh? Look what he says. What did he do? The whole point was for what purpose? People ignore the beginning of the Midrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Alay Elay Ahara. Why? Sha'az Allah L'Kabel L'Chot Achronot. On a certain level, when you're, it's not just a Sur Merava Asay Tov, what the Beit Yosef says. We blow the shofar to re-experience. Then now, what are we doing on? What are we doing on Rosh Chodesh Elul? We blow to say, get ready to have what? To have Kabbalat HaTorah. Get ready to have the Kabbalat HaTorah Shnia of Luchot Shniot. And that, there's a fundamental difference between Kabbalat HaTorah of Matat Torah of Har Sinai and after what? The Kabbalat HaTorah after we've done Chet HaEgel. And that is, it is brought out by the Takana of Chazal to say what? Blow the shofar every single day. Which is representative that what do you have to do? That you have to do it. As opposed to the concept of Kabbalat HaTorah, where you were much more passive in Parshat Mishpatim and Yitro, that it was a big thunder and lightning show, V'chol Ha'am Ro'im Et HaKolot, and you're, wow. Right? You're awed by the experience. Luchot Shniot is what? Vayomer Hashem Moshe Psal Lecha Shnei Luchot Abanim. What do you have to do? You have to be active in it. Therefore, we blow the shofar. Therefore, there's tefillot. There is slichot, all an expression of the tefillot of being able to say, what? Am I ready to have this new Kabbalat HaTorah? This Kabbalat HaTorah of man being a partner with the Ribono Shel Olam to be able to have the Torah Shebaal Peh. Of course, there's the Torah Shebaal Peh already by Matan Torah by Har Sinai. But at a certain level, this is the expression of we blowing the shofar. That we're blowing the shofar, as we will learn more on Tuesday about the essence of Tkiat Shofar being a tefillah. But on a certain level, possibly, the minhag is an announcement on Rosh Chodesh Elul to say, get ready for Luchot Achronot, Luchot Shniot. And every single day, it's our ma'asim to be able to show, again, a re-experiencing for ourselves of getting ready for the Luchot Shniot. Now we move ahead. And a very proud alumnus that we have here. So,